You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up at 7, Ken Rudin is back for this week's edition of The Political Junkie. Tonight, Ken and his guests try to figure out why Donald Trump exceeded expectations, why Bernie Sanders is performing well in the most recent primaries as well. That's tonight after 7 on the Ideas Network.
First, transportation issues are a hot topic here in Wisconsin with a long-running debate over how to pay for roads. Local governments are getting into the debate, saying they're being left in the lurch many times without enough money to maintain local roads or update public transit systems and bike lanes. The League of Wisconsin Municipalities is taking up the issue and calling for more money to be used to fund transportation here in the state.
Joining us now to talk about transportation funding in Wisconsin is Jerry DeShane. He's the executive director for the League of Wisconsin Municipalities. Jerry, welcome to Central Time.
Well, thanks, Veronica. Thank you for having me on.
So why choose this particular moment to press for more funding for transportation issues?
Well, actually, I took the idea from the lieutenant governor. I was at a rural development conference a couple of weeks ago, and the question of roads came up, and Lieutenant Governor Clayfish said, we need to have a family conversation about this. The bottom line is that road support to local governments has dropped in the last 10 years, 17% adjusted for inflation. And it's beginning to wear. Road replacement budgets are getting stretched longer and longer. And all aspects of the transportation network in Wisconsin are, quite frankly, on the verge of trouble.
Jerry, when we think of transportation funding in the state, a lot of times we think highway funding. Are we overlooking what's happening at the local level?
Well, I can guarantee you that my mayors and village presidents aren't overlooking it. Ironically, we just had a meeting in Milwaukee yesterday of about 36 mayors and city managers and village presidents, and this is one of their top priorities for discussions with legislators leading up to the election. This is a major issue for local governments.
Now, you said just a moment ago that transportation across the state is on the verge of being in trouble. What kind of trouble do you see coming?
Well, everything from more people tripping on sidewalks to the SS Badger not being able to get out of the harbor, which is what happened yesterday, by the way. All aspects of transportation. Well, let me back up just a little bit. It's no secret that our gas tax, which is the primary source of funding transportation, hasn't really gone up in decades. And the cost of concrete, the cost of blacktop, the cost of sidewalks, all of these things have continued to rise, and it's pretty simple math. That doesn't add up. I think we've done a good job belt tightening and getting more efficient, but we're to the point now where we can't do that.
Jerry, I think there's been a lot of agreement from state lawmakers and others. People want more money for roads. The sticking point is how to pay for it. Nobody agrees on increasing the gas tax, user fees, that sort of thing. Bonding, there's been some bonding to pay for roads in the state. That's been even controversial. As you lobby legislators, as you try to get focus on this issue, do you have ideas of where the money should come from?
Well, the League hasn't taken a specific position on which form of user fee should be tapped, but whether it's in addition to the gas tax or in addition to the registration fee or some other creative combination of those, we would support any mix, to be perfectly honest with you. I think our perspective is it's time to fix it. Let's get it done. Let's not get caught up about, you know, this mode is a little bit better than that mode. It's just time to move on.
So what does that mean, moving on? I mean, this has been a sticky wicket in the state for a long time, and that's because it's not an easy problem to solve. So how do we move on and fund roads?
Well, you do it by doing what we're doing right now. We start talking about it. As Lieutenant Governor said, we need to have a family conversation about this. There are 600 cities and villages in Wisconsin, and the League is asking every one of them to take this issue up with their legislators, to take them on a pothole tour, you know, to show them the condition of their sidewalks and their ports. I think there is support for more revenue. I should go back when the lieutenant governor was having that family conversation. It was with a room full of about 200 people. It was a rural development summit. And of all of the different options, she'd asked for a show of hands, and gas tax probably got the most hand raises. Registration fee was right up there. But the one option that only got about three or four people in favor was the do-nothing option. So I think conservatives and liberals and lefties and righties in Wisconsin all drive on roads and we all use buses and we all know that you got to pay for that.
Talking to Jerry DeShane with the League of Wisconsin Municipalities. His organization is joining in on a Just Fix It campaign calling for more state investment in transportation and funding for local transportation. And as he said, that means roads and streets, and it means sidewalks and harbors and mass transit, too. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What is transportation like in your local area? Lots of potholes? Do you have the public transit options you wish you had? Could the roads be better? How should we pay for that in Wisconsin? If you're involved in local government, love to hear from you. Are you feeling like you are in a bind? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Jerry, can you talk some more about that bind you're hearing from local officials? Are there hands tied when it comes to trying to pay for local improvements?
Well, absolutely. And in fact, in local governments, it's a double whammy. Not only has that state support been eroded over the years, local governments' property taxes are limited by state law. They couldn't spend more money on it if they want to. I was talking to a village president up in Marinette County, and their road repair budget, what he told me was, we have just enough to blacktop the road over a water main break in the winter, and that's about all we can do.
As we talk about this problem and get a handle about how it's more than just kind of a nuisance, let's look at the big picture. How does this affect, say, the state's economy?
That absolutely affects the state's economy. Transportation, ironically, was a part of that mayor's summit that we had yesterday. And there are companies that pick up and deliver produce and milk products in the southwest part of the state that have had to alter their truck routes. They've had to use different grain elevators because the roads to get you from point A to point B can no longer support the weight of the trucks that are traveling up. You hear these sorts of reports, whether it's forestry or moving shipping out of the Milwaukee Harbor. You hear these reports all over the state.
Let's bring in a caller now. We've got Paula on the line in Appleton. Paula, hi.
Hi. I joined late, so maybe this was discussed. Isn't part of the funding debate the problem that there really was quite a bit of transportation funding, but that fund was rated for other things through the years?
Well, Paula raises a terrific question, and the voters actually resolved that issue a couple of years ago. Going back, about 10 years ago, the state had a budget shortfall, and they took transportation money out to pay for some other state funding needs. That money is no longer being taken out, and in order to prevent that from happening again, 2 years ago, the voters in Wisconsin amended the Constitution to say that you cannot take transportation funds out of the transportation budget. It is now a segregated budget. Anything that goes into it stays in it.
Paula, thanks for that call. Jerry, part of the bind, as I understand it, is that we have the gas tax staying at the same percentage level, but we have more fuel-efficient vehicles, so using a little less gas, and that's been part of why there's less money going into that transportation fund. Is that right?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. I mean, we about 20 years ago, we took out what was called indexing of the gas tax. It doesn't automatically go up with inflation anymore. But along the same lines, fuel efficiency for cars and for trucks, for that matter, continued to get better. So that's good news, but the reality is, in real dollar terms, you're paying less for the use of those streets than you were 20 years ago.
And let's go back to our callers now. We've got Daniel on the line in Toma. Daniel, hi.
How you doing?
Good, thanks.
Look, I was from Missouri, I was raised here, and my whole life, the roads have never been this bad. I drive newspapers every day, so I know all the roads in our town. Toma, Wisconsin has the worst roads. And I tell people it's the worst roads, and I don't understand. I asked the city guy, he said their budget's only $200,000 a year for the whole year. That's ridiculous. We buy more than $200,000 worth of tax money just in that city alone.
All right. Well, thank you for that, Daniel. And Daniel, Jerry talking about the roads in Toma, saying that he's familiar with them and they're not in great shape. Is that what you're hearing?
Well, I know the mayor of Toma, and I certainly don't want to say they've got the worst roads in the state. But, yeah, I mean, unfortunately, that is typical. As local budgets get stretched, you plan to replace roads every so many years. And in some cases, that number is 200 years we'll replace the roads. To be blunt, with $200,000, Toma will never replace all its streets. And streets don't last forever.
And we're talking right now with Jerry DeShane, Executive Director of the League of Wisconsin Municipalities. He's joining us to talk about transportation issues facing the state and what funding he'd like to see to help fix that problem.
You can join in at 800-642-1234. Should the state dedicate more funding to transportation or allow local governments to increase property taxes to meet transportation needs? Streets and roads, buses and bikes, harbors too. Where should the money come from and what's the story where you are? How are the roads, the sidewalks, the bike paths, the buses, if any? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or share your thoughts on the Central Time Facebook page. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. And we're continuing our conversation about roads and transportation funding in Wisconsin. According to the U.S. Department of Transportation, the state ranks third in the nation for having the worst road conditions.
We want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Should the state spend more on roads and streets and sidewalks, bike paths, buses? Where should the money come from and how are things in your area? How are the potholes? How are the buses? Call in at 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
And we're continuing our conversation with Jerry DeShane. He's the Executive Director of the League of Wisconsin Municipalities and recently wrote a piece calling on the state to invest more in our transit network. And back to our phones we go. We're going to take a call next from Mike in Elgin, Illinois. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thanks.
Yeah, you're wondering why the heck you're getting a call from Illinois. I went to school in Milwaukee, and, you know, Wisconsin's a beautiful state, and certain there's a good part of revenue that is from tourism, and, you know, perhaps their major city hubs. I know you're talking about the outlying areas, you know, rural areas. Perhaps put a toll up, or a tourism toll, or in the grocery stores or whatever. I mean, goods and services have to be delivered there by trucks. So you could maybe, no one likes taxes. And I just, you know, you can't ignore the problem, you know, and I'm not suggesting a runaway toll like we have here in Illinois.
But some manner of toll, Mike says. And you know, you're not the first person to say this, Mike. It has come up before, even from inside the state of Wisconsin. What about that, Jerry? Should we consider some sort of a toll?
Well, I think it's one of the ideas that needs to be considered in the future. But the reality is that is against federal law. We can't do that right now. Illinois had the right to do tolling when the interstate system was built. And all of the states that had it could keep it, but those that did not could not. And Wisconsin fell on the other side of that. But I think a good point that Mike makes is let's not think just one source here. Let's not think just gas tax. There's got to be more creative ways of doing this. And the reality is, yeah, first of all, he is right. Let's not break the bank. But a mix of things, a little bit of registration fee, a little bit of gas tax. You know, there are a number of other sources, and maybe we need to be creative and think of some that haven't even been thought of yet.
Thanks a lot for the call, Mike. We'll go next to Jeff in Milwaukee. Jeff, hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. This is a problem that you know, every state faces, and I've lived in several. I've lived in New York, Florida, and now here. Part of the problem is that, you know, you're giving the choice of higher taxes or higher property taxes. And that's putting it all on most of the population. What it's not touching are the businesses, the main mega corporations that use the roads as well through trucking. As an example, GE made billions of dollars last year in profit and was not taxed $1 because of whatever loopholes and whatever programs they were doing for green energy or however it's supposed to work out for them, they paid no tax. And not everybody is paying their fair share of tax. into the system.
Jeff, thanks for the call. So, Jerry, is there some way to have a corporate tax that would be targeted toward the roads that presumably corporations are using, as he's saying?
Well, I guess we would generally favor something that looks as close to a user fee as you can get. In other words, the trucks, whether they're GE's trucks or Walmart's trucks or whose trucks they are, the trucks that use the roads should pay their proportionate share, just as the cars that use the roads should pay their proportionate share. I think people would be most supportive of spreading the burden out and spreading it out fairly, but we would favor staying as close to some sort of user fee as you can.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call. And Jerry, thanks so much for joining us today.
I enjoyed the conversation very much, and I hope it continues.
We've been talking to Jerry DeShane. He's the executive director of the League of Wisconsin Municipalities. He joined us to talk about a call for increased investment in Wisconsin's roads and transportation infrastructure. And you can still weigh in on that issue. And we've got a link to a piece Jerry wrote. You can find that all on the Central Time Facebook page. And, of course, you can always share your thoughts on Twitter, @CentralTimeWPR.